Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. This is about the cyber attacks on major European airports today, and indeed in Dublin there was a suspect device found, so Terminal 2 was evacuated. I think it turned out to be innocent. Was that just a cock-up? Was it security overreacting? Okay, if you overreact most of the time, that won't be a bad thing. I mean, I know we can overreact too much. Rather than underreact, when it's a real bomb, you're going to get a lot of false positives. A cyber attack impacted the check-in and baggage systems. I had to go back to manual check-in, made things way slower. This software. So it hit Brussels Airport, Berlin Brandenburg, London Heathrow, and indeed others. So it struck, late last night into early this morning, and I think they're sorting it out now. So the British Airways has a backup system. London Heathrow, that's their main hub, but other airlines in Heathrow are badly affected. I've got a manual check-in, which is a lot slower. So flights have been cancelled, some have been redirected, and so on. Okay, so others, are just delayed for hours. So it's a pain in the neck. It's taking hours. And there's all this speculation that the Russians were behind it because we know they've done loads of cyber attacks. Fancy Bear, in other words, they've done so on pipelines in the United States several years ago, incessantly. Hello, Carson, I got your name right. They did so on various government websites in Ukraine. The Ukraine obviously counterattacked and hit them and things like that. And so using ransomware, and the Americans got chapter and verse on how they've done this before. I'm not certain that's Russia behind it. Now, Russia co-opts criminal syndicates. It's a mafia state, as the Americans said. That was their private opinion. In the WikiLeaks, in their diplomatic cables leaked in 2010. So what they say for private consumption is what they truly believe. There's no reason to lie to each other in these highly confidential documents, which were then leaked. Do I have WhatsApp? Yes, I do, but I don't want to share it with all and sundry. So Qasim, you're on Patreon. You're donating on PayPal. You can direct message me if you want to get into a dialogue. Where are you, by the way? And thanks. Keep the live comments coming. So why would Russia do this? And the timing is notable. It's just the day after Trump left the United Kingdom at the end of his state visit. The Ruskies, if indeed it is them, have been smart enough not to do it to the United States. They just did it to other major allies of Ukraine. Just so you can see the intensification of the war. Of here we have gray zone warfare against Western countries. They've often interfered with the global positioning system of various civilian airliners, or indeed the British Defence Secretary's plane over Poland a couple of years ago when it was Grant Shapps. And it's a matter of time before this caused a plane crash. So while they're not blowing things up in Western Europe, they have actually got criminals to set fire to things, including a house owned by Keir Starmer, not one he lives in. They're showing, well, you will pay a price. We can hurt you, even though it kill people. We can cause chaos. We can make you suffer economically. People want to use your airlines, use your airport. We can cause annoyance. And is it worth it? Is it worth supporting Ukraine? Why don't you just throw them to the wolves? And they've often done this. They've often, used oil and gas as a means of political blackmail against Moldova, Georgia, other countries that were beholden unto them. So it's very, very likely it is them, even not the Russian state directly. It'll be criminal gangs backed by Russia. I mean, Russia is a country you can get several years in jail for shoplifting. Where do I live? The United Kingdom, London. I shan't be more precise than that. You coming to stay? Right. So it's something they can do, supposed plausible deniability. There hasn't even been much denial. Usually there'd be this display of wounded innocence by Sergei Lavrov. How dare you? Oh, as I would ever do think. I mean, if you think Russia does cyber attacks, you don't believe that they do cyber attacks. You probably believe they haven't invaded Ukraine. You probably believe there is no war in Ukraine. That is the Russian government's position. There is no war in Ukraine. It's a special military opposition operation. There is no conflict. It's a crime to say it's a conflict. You probably believe there'll be no bogus votes cast in Russia, and you probably believe that the massive Russian military buildup on the border of Ukraine 2022 was no threat to anyone. You probably believe that Russian-speaking men in Russian army uniforms with Russian army issue weapons arriving from Russia were not Russian. when they invaded Crimea, Ukraine in 2014. So they will deny, 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 even when they look absolutely ridiculous, the lies, no matter how idiotic, no matter how utterly flagrant, they will tell them unblushingly lie after lie after lie, just fire hosing you with lies. Goodness. So that's it. And partly because I'm told I don't know much about cyber, well, I know nothing about cyber from one of my journalist friends who knows a bit about this sphere, says these things are very difficult to defend against. So there is no defense. Attack is the best form of defense. Why not retaliate? And there's been Western countries are not doing this, so far as I know. I mean, the Ukrainians are doing, but only a little bit. Not enough. Maybe they don't have the expertise to what could you do to them? Shut down the Moscow Stock Exchange, things you can do without killing anybody. But the thing is, would they hit something like the London Stock Exchange? What can you do? They're obviously computer systems connected to everything, to oil refineries, to gas fields, or whatever. The Moscow Metro, just don't let it start in the morning rather than trap people on it. Loads of things you can switch off, although interfering with one of Putin's live broadcasts and have a message from Zelensky, something like that. Remember, the Americans did this to the Iranians way back in the 1980s, and they had Mohammad Pahlavi, is that his name? The Shah's son. Him broadcasting in Persian, speaking to the people, which obviously really irked the Persians. But their computer system very primitive back then. I don't know if they'd be able to do it today. And Western countries are so hand-wringing, are so lily-livered that they don't counter-strike. And you've got to. Why should Russia stop when it's paid dividends? It's cost them like nothing. They've caused significant disruption. They're just going to do it again. And they think the USA will not back them up. So long as they don't irk the Americans, Trump won't help them. Do I go to Leicester Square clubs for 30 plus? No. Why? Is that an invitation? And goodness, who else could it be? China? Would they have a reason to do this? I suppose they're unhappy about the Taiwan situation. Iran? I've never heard of them successfully launching a cyber attack. And there's no, cui bono? Who benefits? What's the possible motive of doing this? Somebody who wants to cause disruption, economic loss to allies of Ukraine. There's other no reason to do that. I mean, if you're an ordinary criminal gang, the law enforcement's coming after you, and he didn't make a penny out of it. So it's really not worth it for them to do so. So various companies like Marks and Spencer's, the big supermarket, Transport for London have been hit, and so on. And Las Vegas casinos, they've all been hit and things like that. So the only way is to hit them where it hurts in the same way. And surely there's more IT know-how in Western countries, but they say, oh, is this legal? Is this ethical? And rather than just acting, the United Kingdom, other Western countries tying themselves in knots over these things. So Republic of Ireland, I don't know if that was by malice, the suspect package, or was it just something innocent someone left through inadvertence and the Garnisher Corner appeared to overreact? I mean, it's a bit like saying, though, if we scan bags, is it an overreaction? Because 99.99% of the bags you scan at an airport have got no contraband in them. Does that mean it's wrong to scan them? No, because we catch the one thing that was going to blow up. Or, other contraband we need to interdict. What do you think? Thanks for watching on my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Goodbye.